I guess.
We'll get it out of the way. National report over the weekend that you reached out to Boston College officials and expressed interest in that job. I know the job's been filled, Mike, but was that report accurate?
All of my attention, all of my focus, all of my energy has been and will continue to be on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. Improvement, consistency, getting us to be at our best on Sunday. And, you know, this is the time of year, starting with the college jobs and then in the subsequent weeks with the pro jobs, where there's going to be rumors and innuendo or speculation, whatever the case may be, to set the record straight. Before I would ever initiate contact or pursue or inquire about a job, the first thing I would do would be talk to Coach Schiano. The second thing would be to talk to Mark Domenech, general manager. Then, of course, ownership and the Glazer family. None of those conversations occurred. I'm in totally focused on the task at hand, and that is getting this team, getting this offense in a position where we can perform at that high level, get the consistency that we need, and win on Sunday in a huge game against Philadelphia.
Talk about that, what you just talked about, going depth on that a little bit about how you improve this offense, which seems to be sputtering a little bit the last couple weeks in the red zone, takeaways, that kind of thing. Just talk about what you guys need to improve to get better.
Well, you always tend to focus on negatives, particularly as a coach, and I think sometimes the players do, and maybe you guys might too occasionally, once or twice. Whereas in the overall big picture, we're second or third, I believe, in the NFL in our red zone efficiency. But as always, those missed opportunities, it's having to kick that field goal in a critical divisional game here at home, or it's having an opportunity to get more momentum and start faster in Denver. So there's no question that you like to have some of those back. I think what it boils down to is continuing to evaluate what we've shown, the frequency with which we've shown it, and is there any tells? Are there any things that we're putting ourselves in a position where we're predictable? Do we have the right guys in the right spots of the formations, if you will? And the concepts and the ideas, how often are we able to go ahead and keep them fresh and rotate them through and yet still try to give enough answers to the quarterback? And you wanted some depth in the answer, so other than just telling you we're going to work hard,
So
that's a part of it. And that would carry over really to every phase, not just within the green zone, but whether it's third down, which is another area which, you know, we need to make sure we get headed in the right direction, and all the various phases. And so there's been some setbacks. There's been some disappointments. But we're, as a group, definitely focused on the improvement and have a plan of attack, if you will, on how we want to write this thing.
You mentioned, are there any tells? Is there anything you think you're giving away or have given away?
I don't want to address anything about that specifically on this podium. That one I do have to be guarded with, just because I'd rather have those other coaches do their homework and take a look at it. And I think any time there's something that breaks down, we have to look at it. Is it a matter of those guys just being a lot better than us? Or is it a matter of us having a poor call? Or is it a matter of us just for whatever reason having a fundamental breakdown in technique or an assignment bust, which shouldn't be happening? And as with the case with most things, it's a combination of the three oftentimes that comes into play.
I know you're locked in week by week and game plan by game plan, but at the three-quarter mark, how would you look at Josh Freeman and his play? And is he the quarterback? Is he better than you thought he was coming in, or about what he thought he was? How would you evaluate Josh at this point?
Josh has made a lot of plays for this offense. He has continued to improve. You look at the touchdown to interception ratio, that's always going to be a big indicator. What happens in third down, what happens in our T2 and T4 2-minute scenarios, there's no question, and I think he would be the first to admit there are things that he needs to improve upon. And I think you look at this past game against a great defense, and I knew it was going to be a great defense, and unfortunately the game got away from us to where we couldn't maintain that balance. And you'd love to have that time machine I'm always talking about, which doesn't exist, but to be able to go back and keep us in a situation where we could have some more of our move the pocket, change the launch point type screens, those types of things, to not make us, I mean, you talk about those guys having Christmas in whatever, December 2nd, where they're able to rush the passer knowing what we had to do. But I think it's a compliment to his toughness and competitiveness. I think we just need to continue to improve and work on not just the decision making, but when the adversity strikes, when the tough times occur, that there's going to be a bad play. There's going to be a bad play call. There's going to be a heck of a play on the defense. But whenever that happens, we move past it. Easier said than done. And he's improved in that area, but we have to continue to emphasize that.
Is he good at that? Absolutely.
I think he's made great strides in his fundamentals and mechanics. And I think the relationship he has with Ron Turner, his coach, has been tremendous, and Ron's doing a phenomenal job with him. And I think that he's headed in the right direction. We'll just continue to emphasize that as we move forward.
I dare say that defensive coordinators have noticed the exploits of Mr. Doug Martin, you know, in his fantastic November run, and made an adjustment, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And now people are saying that Doug Martin's struggling the last 2 weeks. How do you see it, and what's been the difference tactically that defenses look like?
I don't see him struggling at all. I see him continuing to get not only maintaining but even stronger, and he's played some very, very good football this past week. Unfortunately, it's like only half of a movie or half of a sandwich. You know, you can't see the whole deal, because if you look at the first half and when we were in a position to maintain that balance, he had some great runs and I think was on track to having a great day. The week before, there was a few times schematically, there was a couple wrinkles where they had an extra guy, and that's certainly going to be something we're going to see, in which case when that's always a situation you have to hurt him with the pass. But I don't see him hitting a wall. I think he is on track. He's a special player, and we're going to continue to move forward with him and get him in those positions to make plays, which he does not just in the run game but in the pass game also.
You look at the body of work, and you talked about, you know, the red zone scoring being one of the tops in the league throughout the whole season. Is there an area this offense that you're most proud of that you're saying, you know, if we have the success here, I know we're going to be a good offense this year? Is there something that clicked this season that really impressed you?
Well, it's been very gratifying for us to have those times when we've been able to run the football and have some of the big running plays. Certainly the explosive pass plays have meant a lot to us. But I think when we've been in those situations and the game, whether it might have been a remote chance or it was an unlikely chance, you know, talking about a Carolina, even this past week, guys continuing to fight and believe and pull together and be at their best, even when it's been a rough or a difficult day. Just the resolve of this unit that, well, there's no doubt there's mistakes, there's things that got to get better. When it comes down to it, this group always believes that they can win, and that's something that you can't coach. And no question, there's no prizes. We're 6-6. That's where we're at, but we're worried about being 1-0 in the Philadelphia season.
Okay, thank you.